Live from our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week. Thanksgiving edition. Maybe you're home with loved ones. Maybe this is the first time they've ever seen this show. Well, they're going to hate you now. They're going to hate you now, right? All your family members are going to hate you. You're gathered around the old boob tube watching a couple of jackasses talk about nonsense. Welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News. D'Anthony, how are you today?
I don't think you should really care what your family thinks of you.
Okay.
How does that benefit you?
God damn it, Dan. I'm going to be honest, man. Every fucking day you make it more and more difficult at the top. I don't know. You tell me.
I don't think there's that much utility in it.
Go ahead. Fire away.
Who gives a fuck if they like you or not?
If your own family likes you for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. That's kind of a trope for Thanksgiving.
Extended, like, or like your own child?
Well, I know. The first rule of improv is yes and. Every day I get no and this.
No, your children are going to, this is an improv, but your children. Your children are going to like or dislike you based on their age, typically, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, they love you no matter what.
No, they don't. So from one.
This is spoken like a man who will never have kids or get married ever in this world.
From 1 to 12, it's like you get along pretty well, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden they hate you for a couple of years. Then they resent you for a couple of years, and then they're like, oh, sorry about being a dick when I was a teenager. It's the same fucking, you know, thing.
Do you know why? Because around 12, and this is a mistake I'm not going to make, around 12, a lot of people stop kissing their children.
Yeah. Well, Tom Brady didn't, and he seems to get along great with his
right.
kids.
All of these kids are great over there. You know, they're all great over there. They're having a blast over at Tom Brady's house.
He's not getting divorced from his kids.
Yeah. Maybe. We don't know. We don't know, because once they hit 18, are they going to stop tongue kissing him is the question.
I doubt it.
I don't think so.
I mean, if he was going to stop, I think 10 would have been an appropriate time to stop.
I don't know that you ever do, and it depends on your father.
Well, once you start, if you go beyond 10, if you stop now, you're kind of admitting that it was wrong. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So you just got to keep pushing
through. Right. You need to be an American about this.
But let's be honest. Is anybody's dad as good looking as Tom Brady?
It's true. If it was my dad, I'd make out with him all the time.
I'd tongue kiss him every single night.
But I'm talking about the ones you're talking about, the family that you don't get to see on a regular basis. My favorite holiday stories are about weird and uncomfortable conflict that happens at these parties. It's mm-hmm. so funny and unnecessary too, by the way.
Sure.
You're like, you all come together to discuss your family history together, and somehow it always veers into politics. Why would you bring up politics at a fucking holiday event like that?
Well,
because it can only go badly.
This year, I understand. Like in years past, not really, right? And I don't even know if it happened that much before. Let's say Obama got in there. I don't think it really happened that much.
The 2004 election was pretty fucked up.
I don't remember
the 2000 election.
But that wasn't
that was more like bananas.
Yeah, that was this crazy bullshit. Yeah. I mean,
but that was because of a state with votes, right? With hanging chads.
Yeah, but in 2004, it was like fuck Bush.
Yeah.
That was where the blame Bush bullshit started.
Oh, gotcha.
So that one was probably rough. But yeah, before that, probably not.
Who ran against him in 2004? Who was the candidate?
John Kerry. His fraternity brother, John Kerry.
Oh, God. That
Lurch.
Fucking snooze.
Fucking Lurch.
Just a terrible candidate. It was like running Romney in 12, where you just had two boring fucking candidates who you were just like, I would rather just eat vanilla ice cream every single
day. That's why Jeb could never be...
Ever
like, the nominee?
Too boring.
Ever.
He's just, too fucking boring.
And,
that guy.
And he's married to Consuela from fucking Family Guy. That doesn't help.
Yeah,
will never not blow my mind that the media didn't talk more about how they were both skull and bones at the same time. Yep. John Kerry literally hazed George W. Bush.
They overlapped 2 years. 2 years.
Yeah. 2 years, yeah. 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 They probably fucked together.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got peed on together, probably.
Sure did.
Or John Kerry.
Peed on Bush.
There is a non-zero chance that John Kerry peed on George W. Bush.
He pissed all over him.
Yeah.
He pissed all over him. There's a fucking good shot, too, that he took his paddle and had to scrape up his own shit. Spanked him. Yeah. Well, and then had to scrape up his own shit off the ground.
If you know the big hazing secret of Skull and Bones, the main one is that you have to lie in a coffin and tell everyone your fucked up sexual secrets.
Yeah. Yeah.
So John Kerry was there for Bush's, and this is when Bush was still cool.
Sure.
His fucked up sexual secrets.
Yeah.
So he knew them. He knew the sexual secrets of a man he was running against.
Do you pledge Skull and Bone your freshman year?
No, so it's like an upper-class fraternity.
It's so like...
So he had 2 years as a cheerleader at Princeton before...
A male cheerleader. Yeah, as a male cheerleader. Yeah.
So he was probably... I mean, what happens... This is a physics question, I guess. But what happens when you're lifting a girl over your head and she slips? Does your whole arm just go in or what?
No, it's just the thumb. So, I was buddies with a male cheerleader. And I asked him why, because he was straight. Mm. And I was like, why are you doing this? And he goes, why the fuck do you think I'm doing this? And he goes, I get to bone all of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. Because they ride the same bus together. They travel together. They practice together.
They're like 24 hours a day.
Yes.
For all of football
and
season.
And if you're straight, you're having sex with all of them.
And it's a lot less creepy than just sniffing their bicycle seats. At the end of the fucking shift or whatever.
It is. There's a baby that came in too. Ooh. During the middle of this combo and somebody's mom.
It's okay.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Pan the camera back.
Oh,
there.
It's gonna get way worse
for what you just heard. It's gonna get so much worse.
Oh yeah, you may want to get some earmuffs on that baby.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving. We literally just said this 5 seconds ago before you guys walked in. I was like, any family member that's watching this show now probably hates the person that showed it to him. Mm-hmm. And you're welcome. Happy Thanksgiving. Julie's vote for Trump. Are you good on that one? Jima?
No comment.
Whoa, no comments back there. I did.
It's a private ballot.
I did. It's a private ballot. By the way, you confirmed everything that I said about this last election. I go, dude, you want to take away abortion and all that bullshit? That's fine. Once a woman walks into that box, that's the one place a man can't stand and say, hey, do this. And they can decide the vote. You guys did, dude. You did it in 2022. Cheers. I get it. White woman stood up in suburban America. You guys would control everything, dude. All of it. Yeah. Yeah, dude. I get it.
Yeah, that would be great. Take the most complainy, irrational people among us and give them all the power. That makes sense.
I don't think so. Look, they're the ones that are controlling shit. You raise our kids. Take care of us. You do everything at home. My wife's out getting stuff today. Same thing I tell her.
Complain,
man,
on Twitter and try to get companies canceled. Yeah.
Well, that's the other side. If you're trying to make a living off of it, but most people are just normal people, like out in the world, going, "All right, cool, man. You're not going to tell me what to do. I get it. Grab some seltzer out of there. Help yourself. It's Thanksgiving."
Yeah, we're hoping to buy it.
Yeah, go ahead. We're on air for a while, so help yourself and cheers. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys. Welcome to Drinking Bros. Speaking of the seltzer back there, we are live in Tennessee and Florida. The new flavors are out. So we were down in, there was a store in Daytona Beach this morning, a Drinking Bro listener. Bob, let me see if I can text you.
Do they have
picture.
The new ones? Because
they got the new ones.
Okay. So there's going to be some of the stores you're going to run into because of the initial shipment. They'll still have the old flavors, but those should be gone within the week, I would think.
Yeah, so I'm going to text Bob. I'm going to text you this pic. So he rolled out of, this says Treasure Island, Florida. I'm not real familiar with that. Yeah, Delco, do you know where that's at?
I think that's a strip club that was so big it incorporated as a town.
That'd be awesome.
I would.
That's Myrtle Beach.
I would actually go there.
That's what Myrtle Beach did.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Just as a capitalist, if you're successful enough to incorporate as a town from a business, I'm going to go there, even though I'm not a huge fan of strip clubs.
Yeah, so...
if they have the good chicken wings, I'll go.
If they got good food, you'll go. I don't care. I'll see some sea scars if they have some good popcorn shrimp. But with that... the new flavors, so Homeboy bought, it looked like maybe 4 12 packs there, a couple cases, and he had the new flavors. I'm jealous because we're in Texas. We don't have them. I'd order them in my house, which you can do in 41 states. You can order them directly to your house. It will be the new flavors that will be shipped to you. Yeah, pop him up on screen. Look at how happy he is. Happy Thanksgiving.
This is a lot happier than he's going to be tomorrow with his stupid fucking family, right?
Well, he's got 8% seltzers That's to true. Get him through it.
Get the baby drunk, too.
He's good
get
to the, go there.
Get the baby drunk. I don't know that he has kids. Can you pull that picture back up? Is there a wedding ring on there?
It
looks like it.
Yeah, there's a wedding ring.
Good for him.
Good. So he's a happily married man. Hopefully there's some kids. Get everybody drunk on hard AF.
Everybody. Say, 8%.
That is enough hard AF to very quickly make your marriage unhappy.
Yeah, yes, or that actually happened. Happier.
That happened to one dude. He pissed off his best friend and his wife.
Yep. No lie.
But that was an Ohio man, not a Florida man.
And he got online and actually made a post saying, I'm going sober. I'm rethinking my life. I made some terrible choices and I screamed at everybody last night. And then he sold the seltzer online on Craigslist.
You're obsessed with being the best, but if you can't be the best,
I am.
Then be somebody's rock bottom.
Exactly.
Which is the best at being the worst, I guess.
Yeah, right? Be the best at being the worst. Speaking of which, we are on pace currently to be the number one new spirits in the state of Florida this month. And we have a very, very good shot at actually beating Budweiser, who is the king in the seltzer market down there. In the state of Florida, being number one for the month, so much so that Daytona Beach added a new store this morning, so everybody could load up for Thanksgiving. So it's in Daytona at a totally awesome place down there, one of the largest booze distributors in the South. So they're there, and then they also added Tampa this morning, and this is no lie. They went to the thing and they said, hey, we need these now for Thanksgiving. Mm. People keep asking to get super fucked up. Mm. And so luckily our distributor Sunshine States down there obliged. So they're stocked up in Daytona and then Tampa. And let's face it, we've all partied at both of those cities. Like, I understand why.
Oh, yeah.
I understand.
I mean, it's like you're barely clinging to life down there.
Yeah.
But the weather's nice.
Weather's not.
We're still kind of in hurricane season, so it could turn quickly, but it seems pretty nice right now.
I would live in Daytona for sure. Yeah. My parents lived about an hour north of there for a while, and I enjoyed it. And then, you know, obviously people are drinking because they're still sad about Dale dying down there.
Oh, yeah. Well, they just found out about it.
Yeah. So that turn three got them. And if you're out there and you're still sad about Dale, just go to that totally awesome place down there and grab some hard AF. They're in the stores today, all the new flavors. Tennessee's up and rocking in every single store there. Beard and Beer Market, all those guys.
There's like over 100 places
Thrifties,
in Tennessee.
Yeah. So go to hardafseltzer.com, hit the store locator. You're good to go. And you just type in your zip code or city in Tennessee or Florida, and then boom, that'll just take you right to the store. It's Google Maps, and it'll just shoot you right there. The rest of us, you can order at your house in 41 different states, and it's going to be a merry fucking Christmas because I haven't had the new flavors in cans yet. I sat in a lab and tested those for about 4 hours and got just destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
But I have not had them inside the can yet, so I'm amped for those to get to my house. Let's start with the fake news, shall we? First up, Thanksgiving propaganda is in full swing. President Biden doubled down on his claim that inflation is a result of Putin's war in Ukraine, sparking backlash from critics as Thanksgiving approaches and grocery prices continue to rise. Outnumbered panelists sounded off on Biden with co-host Emily Campagno. That's a fun last
Campagno,
name.
Campagno, maybe? I don't know.
Is it Spanish? If so, I'll go with soft G.
I think it's Italian.
Maybe. Noting this isn't the first time the president has used this talking point. The White House's own data shows that inflation has been skyrocketing since President Biden took office. And that's well before the war in Ukraine even started, she went on to say. Now, keep in mind, inflation began to rise 8 months before Russia invaded Ukraine. And also keep in mind that Biden tried to take credit for Memorial Day barbecues costing 16 cents less.
You remember that, right?
Yeah, in 2021, man.
It's like that's the lowest thing you could possibly try to take credit for. Why would you even mention it?
I don't know.
Just say that it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Say, hey, it's going to be a little bit cheaper this year. We're working to make it even cheaper next year.
Yeah.
That's a reasonable thing to say. But they actually made a graphic and posted it on Twitter. So you're going to save 16 cents on Memorial Day barbecue this year.
16 cents.
I'm like, oh, shit. I guess I'll jam that right up my fucking ass, Joe.
I could
Joe,
fucking panhandle in front of the goddamn grocery store and get more than
I don't
that.
Know that you would get that much panhandling.
I think I would.
I think
You got to dirty yourself up. Can you see the mustache is coming in right now?
Yeah.
So once this fucker, after the holidays are over, once this fucker really starts to come in, then I can panhandle
again. I don't know that I've ever seen a successful tall panhandler. I think maybe the domineering figure that you cast might intimidate people too much to bring you money.
Yeah, honestly. Over 6 feet, you're just a rapist.
You got to go in a wheelchair,
or
lie down on the fucking thing and have the bucket next to you.
Or you could be the senator of Pennsylvania, because they love that there.
Yeah, but that's like, Quato. That's they voted for Quato.
That guy looks like a fucking panhandler. It's nondescript gym shorts that don't have a logo on them. They never have like not even Champion.
Yeah.
Where you're like, all right, cool. I can go to Walmart, get some Champion.
I'm not Champion right now.
Are you? Yeah, exactly.
Well, first of all, they're expensive now.
That's what I heard, by the way. They're so cool maybe again. That's why he doesn't have a logo on there. And I'm not shitting on Champion. Big fan here, by the way. Not a sponsor. Wish they were.
It felt like you came in hot for Champion.
I did not. I want to go on the record. I love Champion. Always have.
It is stupid that they got expensive. The only reason they got expensive is because tweens in 2000 and 2001 got really into them for some reason.
And then they disappeared.
And now they don't want them anymore.
Right.
So the price is high, but nobody wants them
anymore. They were big in the 90s, and everything from the 90s is coming back. We were just playing some music before the show started. Yeah. But yeah, a dirty-ass panhandler like Fetterman. Like, you see that guy out, and you don't know that he's from the dumbest state in America.
Yeah.
And he's a senator there. You think to yourself, I'll give this guy some money for Thanksgiving.
But you're going to have to do something else. It's not just that's not going to be enough. I mean, he can't speak English.
So again, that's a panhandler.
Yeah, but you've got to do something to.
It's usually a sign. It's usually holding up a sign. It says, "Hey, growth on back of neck.
Yeah.
Need growth in pocket."
Yeah,
and then there's people are throwing cash at him or whatever.
But I'm talking about you. If you were out panhandling, you need an extra a shtick. You need an additional thing.
You got to dirty it up. So here's where I go. Right, I go down to Goodwill. I get a wheelchair, and I start rocking that. Okay, I cut off one of the jogging pants legs.
Yeah,
and I sit on that leg, and then I tie it up like Lieutenant Dan. So I go one leg in the wheelchair. I go full mustache, and then I really grease up the hair, put some oil underneath my nails, and I live that life.
You want to get some beta carotene and rub it on your arms right here.
Okay.
And then take put some vitamin C in water in a syringe and a hypodermic needle and just pop it a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe some cayenne pepper. That'll give you that little raised welt scab look.
Oh, perfect.
So you'll look like a junkie.
Yeah.
But then you got to do something audible as well. You have to, like, there's got to be something, a grunt or a moan or the way you speak. Something has to be off. Yeah, but it can't be off-putting that they won't approach you. It's got to be sad.
It'll be a lower pit. Like
maybe wear a lav mic and have a little fucking speaker right there.
Yeah, just a little.
And grunt like Carl from fucking Sling Blade the whole time.
Talk about biscuits and mustard. We're just describing Fetterman.
Yeah,
it's weird.
John Fetterman is like an oversized Carl from Sling Blade.
Memes have been going around forever, and it's like, man, that guy's in Congress now. With his computer, he's Senate. Full Stephen Hawking. That's right, Senate. Yeah. That's better. He's one of the highest positions you could get.
They're both Congress, technically. But
anyways,
back
system.
To the fucking story. Thanksgiving dinner is expected to cost 20% more this year than last year, which is great considering everything else also costs more this year.
Correct.
And wage to cost is way down for about 80% of Americans, so that's great.
Yeah. And so my wife and our nanny who watches helps out with the kids here. They just went to go get food for the Thanksgiving and all that other stuff, right? Grocery bills are through the roof, and they were asking why. Because we're not going through supply issues or supply chain demand and all that other shit like we're used to. I have a different take on this, and this is just from the seltzer, to be honest with you. So when we go out to stores, we have a recommended price that we give the stores. Now, that price is $17.99, same as White Claw and everything else. That's all we can do, and then it's up to the stores to list it at whatever they want. I've seen prices come in at $18.99 to $20.99 to $21.99, right? And when you ask them why, they're saying, well, it's inflation, and we've got to adjust for that. And was like, well, we're not getting paid more on the back end. So what are you charging inflation for when we're dropping it off in the stores and everything else? Now, one store owner was honest with me, and he said, look, now that prices have been this high, for over a year now at this point. Do you think we're really going to go back and give up that fucking money? And the answer is probably no, right?
This is the shrinkflation model, too. Mm-hmm. Like, prices go up, whether it's natural or not, and they never come back down. And also the quality of the product or how much of the product you get goes down. So they shrink things from, like, 3.5 ounces to 3 ounces, for example.
Yep. The other part of this is, because Barstool's got one as well, there's this High Noon. You can only get them in liquor stores, only, I think, 4.5%. Not bad. It's just I can't get fucked up off of those. Those are listed at $28.99 for a 12-pack in stores. Now, initially, when those guys went out, they were like, all right, great. It's the new cans and blah, blah, blah. That's still way, way too high. But then people were paying them over and over and over again. So they're not lowering the fucking prices for those goddamn things. And I think that's what's going to happen with all of our food, baby formula, diapers, all that shit. Now that the prices are here, what are these companies going to take less of a fucking profit? No. And we're fucked because of this dumb asshole in the White House who has fucked up this country in 18 months.
Yeah, look, kudos to him for being this bad. Like, again, if you're not going to be the best, you may as well be the best at being the worst.
Yeah, will go down as the worst president we've ever had. It was Carter universally, right?
In our lifetime, yeah. Well, I was
there's about 5 or 6 in the 19th century that
I wasn't alive for Carter, but you were. You were in grad school, I think.
No, I was Clinton. Clinton was my first president.
No.
I remember him playing a saxophone when I was 2.
I think you started college in 1976.
Yeah, no, I was there for Clinton.
Georgia looked that
up. Who was the 19th century that was worse?
Oh, man. James Buchanan and Andrew Johnson, the two immediately around the
Civil War.
Yeah.
Or Reconstruction. Yeah.
Reconstruction.
Yeah. So
that's hard, right?
So
it's hard, but
this is not hard because James Buchanan was losing, right? He was president. He was losing reelection and wanted to put an end to Reconstruction. So the North wanted to send troops to the South to enforce the new
Buchanan
laws, right?
Before the Civil War. Andrew Johnson was after the Civil
Buchanan
War.
Buchanan caused the Civil War, essentially.
Wait,
okay, gotcha.
No, I'm thinking of Rutherford B. Hayes.
Yeah.
So,
which is another awful one.
But here's the beauty of this, right? We're talking about the worst presidents in the history of our country. One started the Civil War. The other one had to clean up the Civil War after that was over. And then we've got this fucking dick in-house. He's gone through none of that shit. None of it. Imagine Biden in a fucking civil war. Holy Christ.
Well, he can't even. I mean, he's not the president.
Biden isn't?
No, he's just hanging out, man.
Who is it? Who do you think it is?
It's the unelected bureaucrats in Washington who are always there.
That's no what matter it feels like, man. Even being there, there's like 900 people around the president. You're like, what the fuck do you really do?
They don't.
And maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's the mystery of Fetterman. They just want these dead, mindless puppets in there where it's just like, hey, dude, just vote for this.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, well, but it's not just the right or the left that does that. The right does it, too. So Americans for Prosperity, the Koch brothers pack, what they did, aside from just giving money to Republican candidates, was they had a team of attorneys write bills, anti-union bills, bills that allowed businesses to not pay taxes and allowed businesses to move in and out of the country and all kinds of other shit. They wrote model legislation, gave it to people in Congress and said, hey, go pass this bill. Here's a bunch of money to get it done.
Yeah. Oh, and even more than that, so I have a friend who went to law school in Kansas, which is where the Koch brothers are from.
Yeah.
And he worked for the Kansas state legislator while he was in law school. It's like a good gig, you know what I mean? Like a good internship or whatever you want to call it when you're in law school. Anyway, he's a good-looking guy, and some Republican came up to him one day, lobbyist, not an actual politician, like the person who pays them, essentially, and was like, hey, you're a good-looking guy. You want to go be a state senator in nowhere, Kansas? Like, you'll win.
Yeah.
You want to just go do that? We think, you know, you seem like someone who could be useful.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't want to fucking live there. No. Like, the catch is you have to live there, but we'll get you elected. It's not a problem. You're going to win, no problem. And he was just like, hard pass on that.
Yeah. And that's pretty much everyone. And how the Koch brothers are able to operate, or Soros, or any of those fucking guys – FTX. They should all be out of there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, gone. Like, yeah. There's no way you should be able to contribute to these campaigns. There should be a fucking salary cap on it. And then after that, you got to go door to door or give speeches or do debates and everything else. Even the fucking this Katie Hobbs shit in Arizona. There was an article that I read yesterday about it's called the basement strategy. Mm. And it developed, obviously, by Biden. Fetterman used it for a long time. And then Katie Hobbs did it as well, where she didn't go out anywhere, didn't do any debates, didn't just hid in the basement. Right. I think you should be forced to go out and do all of these things and expose. If you're a fucking idiot like Fetterman or Herschel Walker or somebody like yeah. that, then expose it to the fucking world. We played the vampire clip yesterday. Like, then if you want to go and vote for that shit, then you can have people like us say you're the dumbest state in the world. Right. Because, look, same with Georgia. I'm from there. If Herschel Walker gets in. My God, man.
Yeah, but he's not any worse than Warnock.
He's not.
Warnock is a fucking retard, too.
That's even worse, right? Yeah. That we're down to these two assholes. So what do we do?
But it's like people, you know, the narrative will be, and it's something like that now that, well, the Republicans chose Oz and Herschel Walker. So that's, and Carrie Lake, that's their fault. Like, I guess technically, but not the people. Like, we didn't. I don't know a whole lot of people that were like, yeah, let's fucking get Herschel Walker in, man. Fuck yeah. I've never heard anybody be excited about him other than other politicians.
I don't think they thought he was going to win the primary. So what happened was, and to my understanding, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong in the comments here on YouTube, but to my understanding, he was there. He was going to run, and it was like, all right, cool. We'll see what happens. And then he ended up winning the primary, and then you're like, oh, shit. That's actually our candidate.
Yeah.
And we're kind of stuck now.
Well, he got the big endorsement.
Yeah. 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 Well, because who else was he against, right? It wasn't it a guy that hated Trump or hated the election or some fucking thing like that? Like, so what are you going to do with that fucking point now?
I don't know.
But if you're home for Thanksgiving, congratulations, dude. You're paying a fuck ton of money for the holidays, for yeah. your food,
but staying home,
everything else.
It's going to be 20% more at least. But staying home into the next story is probably better because travel is going to be the most fucked today through Friday.
Yes. Yep.
Than it probably ever has been in this country other than 9/11 when everything was shut down.
So we decided to stay home. Mm-hmm. I think you're staying home. A lot of people, my aunts, shout out to Aunt Dawn and Uncle Tommy, if you're watching, they were asking if we were going to fly back for the Ohio State-Michigan game. Yes, I would. This is the biggest one since 2006.
But
travel is so fucked and so expensive.
Yeah.
I don't think that I would make it.
Like the average one-way ticket is $360 right now, which is way higher than normal. That's the average one, which means you bought it 2 weeks out. You got a good deal on it, so forth.
Correct. I looked today for the Ohio State-Michigan game. It was $469. One way and then back. I've been battling this fucking chest cold for 2 weeks, and I was like, man, I'm not going to risk that. It's supposed to rain that day. I'm like, I'm going to get the fuck out of there. I think a lot of people are staying home and doing this.
Well, a lot of people are. A lot of people are not. So,
well, I know there's 55 million people that are actually traveling for Thanksgiving, which is...
Yeah, 55 million Americans will be traveling 50 miles or more for this holiday. 4.5 million people are flying.
Yeah.
That is a lot of fucking people.
A lot of people.
That's a lot of fucking people. And an additional 1.5 million are taking other forms of commuter transportation like trains and buses. Now, if you're like us and you travel even a little bit, you know that the TSA and airlines have not been able to keep up with just the moderate amount of travel that happened over the summer and fall this year.
Right.
Because of work shortages and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
This is going to be fucked, not including all the weather that's going on. So the Northeast always has, like Buffalo just got butt fucked, but the Northeast always has weather this time of year. There's a big storm coming across the South and Southeast as well. Like New Orleans is probably going to get flooded this weekend again. And Florida is where Southwest hub is. So that whole airline is probably going to be fucked. Mm. Then in the Northwest, there's a huge fucking storm coming in up there as well.
Yep.
Like the entire country other than California is fucked weather-wise.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess. Joel, is Joel here? Yeah, Joel, no. You're the only one traveling, I think, from the studio, well, right?
He's already left to go travel.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, Joel, I don't want to. Well,
go ahead, say it.
Why not? Joel accidentally left his wedding ring at home, so he needed to pick that up on his way to the airport.
Well, he's newly married.
I just told him to buy a new one. There, everybody just wears a fucking rubber thing now, right?
Well, I got a mine's a pretty mine was $20, I think.
He's going home to take pictures with the fam. It's like first time he's seen his family.
Yeah, dude, because he's married. Yeah, so it's a big deal. He's bringing his wife home for the holidays.
She's still overseas.
Oh
yeah,
what the fuck does he care about the wedding ring?
Well, his family is going to want to see it, and they're going to want to
buy one at the airport. I'm with Dan on this one. Buy one at the airport. They're going to know.
I felt that same way too, but you know, it's Joel.
Yeah,
he's a sensitive boy.
Sentimental guy.
He sure is.
Yeah,
sure is.
But
I wouldn't have done that.
No, that's gay.
So she's trapped overseas, even though they got married.
She's not trapped. She's over there with her family.
No, she's with Brittany Griner. I heard she's in a penal colony in Russia right now, chopping rocks. Is that not true?
No, she's white.
I understand that, but Russian, right?
I think most of the rock choppers are white, to be
honest.
Yeah,
but, you know, it's a different kind of white, right? Yeah. It's like, come on, man.
The good kind?
No, okay. There are no good kinds. All white people are evil.
She could walk the streets and be good in Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Where is she from? She's from, like, one of those
Czech
countries.
She's Czech.
Yeah. Checkmate.
Congratulations, Joel. Of course.
Joel. Oh, that could have been the wedding hashtag.
I know.
Hashtag checkmate.
Yep. He blew it. He fucking blew it.
I'm about to blow my brains out.
Oh, and you can. And if you're going to blow your brains out, do it on a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros.
They love these ad reads.
There's nothing like seeing blood spray out of the back of your head all over onto a white, pristine mattress that is temperature controlled. It's great. Nothing preserves evidence for the police than a ghost bed mattress. That might be the best ad read I've ever had. I should just stop right there. Ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. No, kidding. They got 40% off the bundle package. It's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. Great Christmas gifts if you and your wife or you and your husband, no judgment here, are looking for a big ticket item to kind of split that you both can enjoy and fuck on all throughout the holidays. It's great. I've had that adjustable base for 3 years now at this point, and I'm not going back. And they've also got a split king with it, so if you want to go up or down, your partner goes to sleep earlier than you want to stay up, that's a fun option. It comes with two remote controls. It's got flashlights, USB ports, the whole shebang at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. But if you have one, let's say you have an adjustable base and you just want a mattress. Right now, they're giving you two free luxury pillows with that mattress for 30% off at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. And then peruse the rest of the store. If you pop in that promo code, drinkingbros, you can get 30% off sheets, covers, the weighted blanket, you name it. Pile that cart as high as it'll go. Type in the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout to get 30% off everything in the entire store. And when you check out, scroll down to the bottom of the page where you'll see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit. Check that box, and all the deals that I just mentioned are applicable with that. And you, friends, can have a beautiful mattress set for you and your loved ones. $25 a month at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Today, next up, McCarthy may lose House Speaker. Representative Ralph Norman puts House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on notice this morning, telling Politico that he would not vote for McCarthy in his bid to secure the Speaker's gavel when Republicans officially retake the House in January. Norman is a member of the House Freedom Caucus, said he agreed he is a hard no vote against the California Republican, dismissing that he will either vote present or not attend the speakership votes early next week. Asked if McCarthy could persuade him to change his mind if the Californian approached him in the coming days about his plans that Norman would support to address the national debt. The lawmaker replied, "It's too late right now." The fuck does that mean? Norman is the fifth GOP lawmaker to state their opposition, picking McCarthy as speaker, a number that could torpedo that vote given Republicans' slim margins. So he joins what? Biggs, Gates, a couple other guys in there?
Rosendale, Bob Good. Yeah. So the Republicans, if things settle the way it looks like they're going to, they're going to have a four vote margin, I guess. So it'll be 222 to 218 or something like that.
Okay.
Or I don't remember exactly what it is, But it'll be a 4-vote margin, which means every Republican needs to vote for the same person to elect the person that they want as House Speaker. And these dudes say there's no way they're voting for McCarthy, which means the Republicans are going to have to find somebody else to vote for.
Uh-huh.
Unless Matt Gaetz and Andy Biggs and Rosendale and Bob Gutt are going to vote for like Pelosi or something. But chances are they'll just abstain, which means nobody will have the votes to win.
Great. So what happens then?
Nothing until they get on the same page and actually elect somebody.
That's not going to happen, Dan.
No.
What's their beef with McCarthy exactly? I don't know much about this guy.
I mean, he's the same as fucking your favorite turtle senator from Kentucky. He's
Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, just a piece
cocaine
of shit.
Mitch.
They're just establishment rhino Republicans, and people don't like them.
Okay.
So
all right,
you can't blame them.
No, you can't blame them.
But I don't know that. I mean, this is a fracture in the Republican Party. This is kind of a minor thing, to be honest. I think
these guys will come around. If you have everybody but four.
Yeah, but like, how are you going to convince Matt Gaetz of something?
Bring him a 17-year-old.
That might work, yeah.
Yeah. Just pop one over. I think it's legal in Florida.
As long as she doesn't cross state lines.
Yeah.
No, Florida's 18.
Oh, is it really? Damn, dude. That would have been my last guess. I thought Florida would have been a 16 state.
They've got to do something to protect themselves over there. There's no other laws. They got to have at least one law.
Yeah, you can't open that box in that state.
Yeesh. But I don't know what...
The most popular club in every city is going to be a high school.
Yeah, sure will.
Probably already is.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know who the alternative to Kevin McCarthy would be, to be honest.
Okay.
I haven't heard anybody else...
I haven't either.
...pitched as a potential... because...
I thought McCarthy was a foregone conclusion here. So yeah. This is news to me. I haven't seen this.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big deal because
it is. Yeah,
these four or five dudes who have said they're not voting for him, they can control who does get elected.
Yeah,
it's a lot of power in the hands of very few, just like with that West Virginia cocksucker, Manchin.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Him and Sinema always like kind of sit at the fucking intersection of a lot of these weird bills. So. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Bob, I don't know if you've heard anything about any other potential candidates for speaker.
I haven't, just that McCarthy's not like safe, but honestly, I don't know. That's what they say about McConnell too, right? Mm. We had the same dust up about Mitch McConnell, a week and a half ago?
Yeah.
So.
But I don't, it seems like he'll probably still get, I mean, they only need one of these dudes to flip. And only, I think, Gaetz, Biggs, and... Norman have said hard no, so they still technically have the votes.
So they still got it right now?
Technically by one or two.
Okay.
Right now, yeah, unless one of the other guys drops out.
All right.
But I think the other guys were not as vocal about it, which means they're probably just trying to get something in exchange for their vote.
Yeah. And I would wonder, McCarthy said a little bit of wild shit. So I don't know if he could flip like a purple Democrat to just be like, hey, you can go and say that I avoided like not a government shutdown. You know what I mean? Like I was being pragmatic. Look at me. I'm Mr. Pragmatic because that's what wins in purple districts a lot of times.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. I'm down for it. Let's figure it out. Let's figure it out. Start giving up 8-balls. I think if you start giving these guys 8-balls and 17-year-olds, like you'll get the job done. It's politics, right?
I can't stop thinking about cocaine.
I know. And that's right before Thanksgiving.
It's this time of year. Pretty much throughout the holidays, I do cocaine usually, but cocaine's just like unsafe right now.
Well, you got to make the person do it in front of you.
No, I bought some drug testing kits from the internet, so I guess I can. But it's such a fucking hassle, man.
Yeah,
no, spray it and shake it and see if it turns black.
Well, not that part. It's but the whole drug buying process for mushrooms and MDMA and shit like that is super easy because it's all like chill hippies who are having fun at life.
Sure.
Cocaine dealers are not like that.
Right. They don't care.
They're always trying to scam people and shit.
Yeah.
Cocaine's not a forever drug.
What does that mean? It's not a forever drug.
Like you go through cycles of cocaine, seasons of cocaine.
Yeah. The holidays. Yeah,
the holidays is right. A good one.
But I feel like if you're a dealer though, you're around it 24/7. You know, there's no off time. And eventually it wears on.
Well, that's your fucking problem.
Yeah.
I'm just empathizing with the local cocaine dealer.
No, because Target changes what's in their stores based on the season. You can do it too.
We sure can. We'll try to get one in here today. All right. And we'll find out. Georgie, are you going to be the test guy?
No.
Why not?
Because I have a lot of friends.
You care about living?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think so. I mean, based on the available evidence, you don't care about being alive.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. What about one of the pardon my American guys back there? Do you guys care about being alive or no?
Hey, do you guys
giggling like
little
girls?
Will you guys rip a rail for us to make sure it's safe or no? Yeah, hey. It's a head nod, yes or no? Okay, there you go.
He said, yeah.
It's easy. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Their camera's not on them, so we don't know who it is.
That's a terrible thing.
There's three hosts on the show. That way, when we hear a yes, we don't have to out whoever it is. That's fine.
Try everything.
All right, great. So we'll get somebody here, and you can be our test. Say what? Since we're cutting it up, might as well cut it up with a Kershaw knife from KershawKnives.com/drinkingbros. Finest knives on the planet. Do you have yours on you today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom. Right there. That's the automatic. Look at how quick that was. God damn it, dude.
Yeah, this has got a curved blade on it too. It's good for opening packages and necks.
Yep. Same thing.
So
if you're at home for the holidays and you want to open up a package that was delivered to your house or slice open a family member's jugular, go to KershawKnives.com/drinkingbros today. Finest knives in the land. They employ about 400 people there in the United States. It's a United States-owned company. Best in the biz. The box is right there, too, on D'Anthony's desk over there. They're the best there is. Designed, tested, and, again, manufactured. The good old U.S. of A., damn it. Go to KershawKnives.com/drinkingbros today. No matter what someone's budget is, they strive to offer them a value-packed product backed by a limited lifetime warranty. From anywhere, if you're like a $20 Walmart special guy, or you know someone who's like first starting out, or you're one of the high end guys like D'Anthony, they got them up to $200 for those automatics right there. And I'm wearing this shirt automatic today. Let's go, fam. Let's go. They offer free replacement parts like a pocket clip, screws, all of that for free. All customer needs. They handle there, and you can just fill out a parts request. If something ever happens. We've had this forever. Nothing's ever happened on those goddamn knives. They're the best. Use code DB20 for 20% off at KershawKnives.com. That is code DB20 for 20% off KershawKnives.com. Any orders over $100 ship for free. And go back to D'Anthony's desk one more time real quick, Delco. That box right there is perfect for a stocking stuffer. So if you're trying to look for a last-minute gift for your mans or your gay lover, this is great. Those fit in all the stockings. And who wouldn't love Christmas morning than to open up their stocking and see a fucking automatic Kershaw knife in there to chop up cocaine, a package, or end someone's life with?
Yeah.
KershawKnives.com/drinkingbros. DB20 will get you 20% off there.
Speaking of cutting up cocaine, so yeah. I was searching Amazon for fentanyl test kits.
Okay.
And there's a company that sells them fentanyl test strip kit for liquid and powder substances. So it comes with 5 strips for liquid stuff. It comes with 5 vials and swabs for powder, right? So you put some of the powder in this saline liquid, shake it up, and then you test it. But the interesting thing about it is it defaults to subscribe and save.
Mm.
Which is like, if you subscribe to this, you get a little bit of a discount on it.
Sure.
So how many people are buying these things in bulk on a regular basis?
Man, I think a lot. And I think it's companies or restaurants, like a fucking Starbucks probably does that shit, right? They'll test it for you. You get a latte, and then you test out your fentanyl.
Maybe. I don't know.
See you at the end of the counter.
Well, a Starbucks just closed in Seattle, but we'll get to that later.
Oh, did they really? I didn't even see that.
It's one story from now.
Okay. Yeah, because we'll chat about their whole shit. Because mm-hmm. They were the ones that were doing the hair on bathrooms, remember?
Yep.
And then we got to stop doing that.
I used it.
Yeah, sure did. Next up, Chinese nationals executed in Oklahoma. Authorities said that 3 men and 1 woman were Chinese citizens. They were executed on a 10-acre, 4 hectare?
Hectare.
What the fuck is that?
It's 4/10 or something of an acre, I guess.
I don't fucking know. I don't fucking do that, dude. We count by acres and then we go 0.1Z, 2Zs.
I don't even
that.
Know what an acre is, to be honest.
It's big.
Yeah.
It's big. I've got an acre in my house. I've got an acre. I've got 1.1 acres.
I've got one. That big. I've got 1.35 acres.
Yeah, you've got a big backyard.
But it's long.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is nice because you can just build a fence and have a long backyard.
It's great.
I like it. Fucking awesome. But that's not the point. The point is,
sure isn't.
In America, we're stupid. Like a mile is nothing.
Right.
We operate in a base 10 mathematics system for everything we do, except for any measurement in America.
Yeah.
Right. Everything else that we do is measured in a base 10. All the math that we do, decimals, it's base 10.
Yep.
But then we're like, oh, fucking miles and feet, bro.
Yep.
Yeah, take your fucking meters and get back to communist China with that bullshit.
Roger Bannister, dude. So about 55 miles northwest of Oklahoma City.
90 kilometers.
Sure, if you want. If you want to. Fifth victim, who is also a Chinese citizen, was wounded and taken to an Oklahoma City hospital. The property itself was a large marijuana farm, which is shocking.
Yeah, I can't believe that people got their heads cut off.
You don't
in a,
say.
In a drug situation.
You don't say. Authorities have a suspect in mind, but the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is withholding the name. It's probably Baker Mayfield.
Yep.
For now, to avoid endangering others. They said the previous day, the authorities believe the suspect knew the victim, who were found dead Sunday night.
So the real question is, what the fuck are Chinese nationals doing in Oklahoma on a weed farm?
Yep.
It's not a fucking railroad.
No.
You know what I mean?
So this used to be a thing. I've talked about it on the show before, I think, but they would spot Chinese spies all over the place in, like, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, trying to get, copyrighted, whatever, patented.
To,
like,
steal intellectual property.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. And there was a couple killed there, Bob, by the way. In Iowa as well, out in a fucking cornfield.
But this sounds like some fucking townie jabroni just fucking smoked these dudes.
Right.
And the woman, and one guy got away or some shit.
Did they get the weed, though?
Well, it's a farm.
Okay, so I would have loaded up.
I don't know that they drove a harvester around and fucking...
Have you been to when's the last time you've been to a farm?
What kind?
Anything. Wheat, corn, anything. Any kind of big farm like that. Been a while?
Yeah, I guess. It's been a while. I mean, I've been to hydroponic weed farms more recently.
Gotcha. So I went to Iowa, and that was one of the first thoughts in my mind where you really start driving out into the middle of nowhere, these places.
It's nothing but farms out there.
Nothing, right? So it's the best place to murder, especially if you're going after weed. And I'm not telling you what to do out there, but if you're looking for weed... If you're going to murder, you could murder out in these cornfields or wheat fields, whatever, and nobody would find these bodies for weeks, probably.
I don't know, though, because a weed farm, chances are there's going to be cameras. A corn farm, you're right. Corn, soy, shit like that, mm-hmm. You can probably murder quite a few people out there and nobody would notice. But weed farms, I think they may have some extra layer of security.
But do you torch it afterwards? Kind of like, what was that show, Ozark?
It depends. I mean... What the presumption here is that one, or at least so far as I can tell from this story, is that one dude, they're looking for one dude who was able to kill three men and a woman and injure another man that happened to get away. That's not just like that. That's difficult to do. I don't care if it's like little tiny Chinese people. It's still like for one person to smoke that many people in an environment where I assume they met him at that place to do a deal, or they were trespassing on his property or something like that. It's still not easy just to smoke five people.
Well, so here's my problem, kind of wrapping my mind around it, is I always picture it being somebody like you. And so for me, I think of five tiny yellow Chinese people, like you just said.
No yellow.
Oh, no yellow. You didn't say, okay. I think for a guy like you, that would be just another fucking day at the JOB.
Yeah, but they, like a guy that with that kind of fucking skill set, you're not going to find bodies and nobody's getting away.
Okay.
Right. I mean, I guess things can go wrong. You never know what's going to happen. But for me, no fucking way anybody would have found any of this.
Right.
Right.
So, and then you take the weed or you pile up as many trash bags as you can, go and smoke it. I've always had a dream where you can go... let's say you're just out there and you're like, dude, I have nothing left to live for. I'm going to smoke these Chinese nationals.
Yeah.
And then I want to get as high as I can and maybe fucking end it all. Right. Go inside the barn pull as many trash bags as you can to just light a fire and hotbox yourself in a fucking barn.
Well, there's a better way to do that.
What is it?
So people have made a bunch of makeshift devices to do this, but basically you take a shop vac and reverse it.
Okay. Right?
So it all of them have that feature where you can reverse it.
Yep.
And you just put you just turn it into a big bong, but it's a fucking, it's a vacuum cleaner that's spitting air out. So it's just, you can put like 2 pounds of weed in there and it'll fill this whole room up immediately.
Oh, great.
Or you can just put your face right into it.
Yeah. All right. All right.
But there's a limit to how high you can get too.
Is there?
Yeah.
All right.
Like the reason you get high like that is because of THC molecules bonding to fatty channels in your brain and shit. Okay. And there's only so much of that. But this is, I don't think that's what went down here. I don't think it would have been the owner, because the last thing any weed farm owner wants is the government showing up, because it's so loosely regulated, the entire industry right now, that no one's following the rules. Most people don't even know what the rules are. Mm-hmm. And literally nobody knows who is enforcing any of the rules. So everybody's just kind of getting away with everything right now. And you would be really dumb. There's 11 or 13 weed farms in this general area. No fucking way the other weed farmers would allow some rogue asshole to bring attention to that area. So something else is going on here.
Yeah. So and that's where my mind went. Any shot that this was our own government offing a bunch of Chinamen because they weren't supposed to be here and they were doing some illegal shit.
Yeah. Yep. There's always the possibility. There's plenty of autonomous assets, right? Like independent fucking people with that kill people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed, but earlier in the week, this week, that story about Chinese police intelligence people being in America popped up again. And people are like individual states are starting to investigate why there's a Chinese police station and a fucking Airbnb down the street from the fucking city hall. You know what I mean? It's weird.
Yeah, it is.
But weird. They're there to spy on Chinese citizens who are living in the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That somebody picked up that story, by the way, yesterday. I just read an article about it that there. It's now a cause for concern.
It was somewhere like, in the Midwest.
It was, yeah. And I was like, hey, motherfucker, we were talking about this months ago. Yeah. Like now, it's a cause for concern. If you're out there and you're looking for a cause for concern, well, you can gamble against it on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposit. That cause for concern for me is Michigan this week.
Yeah.
All right. It's the game, brother. The game is on. I've been told behind the old grapevine here that starting running back and the backup running back for Michigan are out. I've already bet this game. So I'm all in. I got it 6.5. I took a point off of it to be safe. It is a rivalry game in case it is a touchdown. But Michigan's would have to lose another 4 running backs to get to where we're at right now. So fuck off with that bullshit. But let's say you're a Michigan fan again at home and you want to bet against me. You can do that at mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. You don't have to live in one of the weird 6 states like some of these other sites. You can bet in all 50 states there. Thursday, Thanksgiving games all day long. NFL, great slate of games tomorrow. Bills are on tomorrow. Cowboys are on tomorrow. And then the Egg Bowl, if you're into that, is on tomorrow. Ole Miss against Mississippi State. That's a tight one as well. So let's say you're in the Mississippi area and you want to bet against your family and watch the game around the old tube. Throw some money on it. Make it real exciting. That's when you start fucking really going ballistic. And then over the weekend, Saturday is rivalry weekend. Great slate of games on Friday as well. Actually, this, they're saying, could be the highest rated sports watching weekend of the entire year.
I could see it.
Not only is there all the Thanksgiving games with the NFL, and then you got the Egg Bowl. You've got a great slate of games on Friday for college football. United States is playing in the World Cup against England on Friday, correct? That's at 2 p.m., Bob, I believe. So you can bet on that now. I don't know what the odds are. I'd be hard-pressed to believe that United States is favored in that. Not
against England? No.
No, we are not.
No.
No.
Is it a -2? Are we at least within 2 goals?
Well,
The U.S. has to keep it within 2. Otherwise, they have no chance of getting out of the group, probably, right?
Oh, we're going to lose by two easily.
They need to keep it to one goal. So they'll probably come out. It's going to be the most boring game ever because U.S. is just going to try to play defense the entire game. And I don't know. I don't know if they're even good enough to keep them from scoring two or three.
I don't think they are. I picked England to win it all, so we'll see. And then you have Saturday's games. Ohio State, Michigan, obviously has massive implications. That's supposed to be the highest rated college football game regular season of the year. They're predicting that. And then at night, dude, you got USC versus Notre Dame to cap it out. Tons of stuff to bet on at mybookie.com. Use that promo code Drinking Bros to double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Next up,
if you've already used the code Drinking Bros, you could use the code American as well.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
For a citizen, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm just saying, a lot of people got their ass handed to them in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. I did. If you've run out of money,
you can use the same email. I think.
So right now, the U.S. money line is plus 460. England's minus 172. The draw is plus 320.
That's not even high enough.
Wait, plus 320 for a draw?
Yeah.
So that means they're definitely saying we're going to fucking lose.
Yeah.
That's steep for a tie.
Minus 172 is England.
Yeah, that's too high. The odds are shitty on that. I'm probably not going to bet that. I wonder if I might clue in a parlay with something just to do it. I think England's going to win it all anyway, so let's go.
A lot of weird shit's been happening.
Sure has.
Fucking
sure has, man.
What did you say? Germany lost to Japan today?
They did, 2-1.
Japan.
They lost to Japan 2-1. And then who was it yesterday? Saudi Arabia beats
Argentina.
Argentina.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, it makes you think.
They did have more goals.
That counted.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's about four offside goals.
Is the whole Argentina fucking World Cup fixed? Because it sure feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, Spain won today 7-0, so.
7-0? Who do they play?
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Well, United States always beats Costa Rica, so that should tell you something. Yeah, that's hilarious. Next up, Seattle has fallen. Starbucks is closing the store in Seattle, where employees were the first to vote to form a union to the chain's home city. No, they're not union busting. They're closing the store because it's become too dangerous. To keep a coffee shop open in a major city in the United States seems pretty goddamn wild, especially where the city that the company was founded in. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Is this a real story?
Yeah. Spokesperson for the company for Starbucks said, unfortunately, despite several mitigating efforts, safety and security incidents at our Broadway and Denny store have continued to escalate. Now, I don't know which mitigating efforts they're talking about, whether it's the allowing people to do heroin in their fucking bathrooms or not allowing police to come inside because the people working there are insane and kick police out on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, hey, we don't feel comfortable with you in here.
Yeah.
Like, all right, cool. I guess you don't have a job anymore, you stupid fuck.
I got a fucking bigger question here for the city. What happens with Seattle as a whole? I'm being totally serious because I know those guys came from Seattle. It's pretty lawless already, and we've talked to a lot of cops who are just like, "Hey, dude, there's certain areas of the city we just don't ever go into, anyways."
Yeah.
So what happens?
Well, Howard, I mean, so to speak to the broader problem that you're talking about, in July on Twitter, Howard Schultz, the CEO of Twitter, although I think he's the former CEO now,
Well, he stepped down, tried to run for president. Turns out he was just pushing
a book. You mean at Starbucks?
Yes.
What did I say?
Twitter.
Oh, yeah. He said on Twitter, unfortunately, despite several... I'm sorry, that's the other one. We are beginning to close stores. This is just the beginning. There are going to be many more. He said this back in July. Now, the union organizer is saying it's only because he's trying to bust unions, but closing individual stores is not going to do that. A and B, Starbucks has already offered to relocate them to different places where the stores are still open. So I don't think that really holds any water, but the union organizers say this is the most clear-cut case of retaliation this company has shown closing a union store yet. Starbucks and Howard Schultz are playing petty games with workers' lives. They lack respect, not only for the rights of their workers, but for the law of this country. Now, that's fucking funny.
Yep.
To hear people who routinely kick police who uphold the law out of their places, let people do fucking heroin, in the bathrooms and shit like that and complain when any kind of enforcement happens. They're complaining about the law not being enforced. Like, fuck you, dude.
Right.
People want to be safe.
Yes, they want to be safe, one. Two, I think this is a bigger problem with Starbucks. And ironically, Bob, it was you and I, like, what, 3 days ago before work started, talking about the quality of Starbucks coffee as a whole. It is fucking dog shit.
It's horrible.
And it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse to the point where I would go to Starbucks out of convenience, right? Because they're fucking everywhere. And usually, whatever city Dan and I are in, it's like, all right, it's in a lobby or next door or whatever, and you're kind of just trying to get it in you. There's only one thing that I'll order now, and it's probably that nitro brew, and that's kind of it.
I get their shit like from gas stations. Like I get like a can of nitro brew. I have to be literally, there literally has to be nothing else for me to get coffee from in a Starbucks store. It's gotten so fucking bad. And I'm not a coffee snob at all.
I agree.
Like Dan knows coffee. Dan is a coffee snob. I'm not, dude. I just want the fucking energy.
Same.
And
get it in me. Let's wake up. I'm the same way.
So I don't know how much time you spent on the West Coast, if any, but Pete's has been like this for years. You go into a Pete's and you order coffee and it tastes like it's been burning for three fucking days.
Yep.
Phil's is the same way, too. I don't know why Phil's is so popular.
I don't either.
Because they burn the fuck out of their coffee.
Man. Yeah.
It's not meant to be elevated to 250 fucking degrees.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways.
Feel the same way about Coffee Bean? Feel the same way about...
Any of the major retail places.
Yeah, and by the way, Giorgio, the Coffee Bean is the same way because when they first opened in L.A., it was very good. And they took pride and time and all that shit. And then as the years have gone by, it's all just fucking dog shit.
It's the Planet Fitness of coffee now.
It is, dude. It really is. And it's wild to me.
And they're all, by the way, like the stores are like rarely well taken care of. For every like good Starbucks, there's like five, and I'm not even talking about ones where people are like shitting their pants and doing heroin in the bathroom. I just mean like a regular one.
Yeah,
well, look at the
and they're
employees.
Just dirty.
In Seattle, those are the regular ones,
right. Exactly.
No, and that's a larger problem for Seattle. But yeah, you're right. I mean, just the quality control. People, the reason we've talked about this before, just from a business perspective, the reason that people put the reason that Starbucks, they went into huge amounts of debt and had. From 98 to 2002, they built like 400 new stores across the country, lost money on all of them, but they did it just to plant the flag, to become a category of one. So people stopped saying, I'm going to go get a coffee, and they start saying, I'm going to Starbucks, right? And it worked. It was very effective. But it only works insofar as people still trust in the brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you show up to a place, it's broken window theory, and it looks like shit, and the waiters are rude, and what the fuck, man? I don't want to come here.
Yeah, the baristas, I hate saying that term, but the baristas treat you like a fucking asshole because you don't know the codes for shit. I'll take a triple tall, skinny, fucking bullshit, you know, slap my ding dong
so
shot
that means
of whatever.
Three shots of espresso in the smallest cup they have, which is the tall.
You
want skinny, so that means you want the sugar free.
Shut up.
Simple syrup.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah. I me neither.
You went to fucking. 6 to 8 years of college and you're deeply in debt to $100,000 or more in debt and you're working here at a job that pays $12 an hour because you're fucking stupid.
And the other part about it is they look at you like you're stupid because you don't know the codes for shit. Sorry, tall means something else in America and then we've got this other fucking bullshit. Well, that's the
smallest
one.
I want a 65-ounce fucking jug of coffee, fucking little bitch.
Yeah.
And bring it to me right now.
That's it.
How do you want it? I want it now.
I want it right now in my
fucking face.
And then the rest of it, they got food as they went along throughout the years.
I do enjoy the bites, the egg bites.
The egg bites are okay.
And the bacon Gouda sandwich is good.
Correct.
It is. And it's all microwaved.
It's all microwaved.
But it's good.
It's all microwaved, but it's decent enough.
We're all white trash.
And that's exactly. But that's the only thing that kept me coming back to Starbucks. And then what happened was during COVID, once they shut down all these brick and mortars that Dan was talking about, now they've only opened them halfway where you take the one next to my house, you can only go through the drive-through, and that fucking line is a good 30 minutes. So unless you have 30 minutes to burn or want to send emails on your phone, it's fucking worthless when I can go into a store and buy a can of it the same way that Bob was saying. And maybe that was their master plan after all. Maybe it was like Scientology. Do they own all the real estate?
That I don't know.
Because if they do, then it's a smart business play, right? You plant the flag, you get out into 400 stores, you own all the land, and then you can sell it later. like Taco Bell or Pizza Hut or whatever the fuck it is, and then just do delivery.
Yeah, but
cans in stores.
It can backfire if in certain parts of the country like Portland, Seattle, you're catering to the worst human beings that could possibly ever exist and allowing them to dictate the terms, right? Because that real estate probably isn't worth a whole lot now.
Right.
I mean, if you were in commercial real estate, how much money would you be spending in Seattle or Portland right now?
Me, zero.
It says Starbucks typically leases the space for their stores.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
They just went for this brand. It was a branding play. And I mean, Starbucks is still the default coffee. Like if you're at an airport or if you don't know what to go in a city, you go to Starbucks. Unless you're a coffee person like Dan or myself, you're like, I'm willing to go seek out local coffee shops, get on Yelp, and then also pay $7 to $8 for a cup of drip coffee or a pour over or espresso, which if you're getting that from Starbucks, it's around $3 or $4. Like your sugary drinks will be expensive there,
right?
But your basic coffee drinks at a good establishment to pay someone that amount of time to make you that coffee is expensive.
But they're not even like, I get it from that perspective for the on, I guess, but McDonald's sells more coffee. They sell about 4 times more coffee than Starbucks does.
It's also better.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's better.
Like, it's crazy.
It's interesting because their coffee comes from the exact same place in Wisconsin.
That doesn't surprise me.
It's the same. Yeah. It's the exact same factory in just north of Madison, Wisconsin, about 40 miles north of Madison, Wisconsin. I know because we used to get some stuff from them as well. And that's where all their coffee comes from. It's just the preparation that's different. That's it. And you're telling me the McDonald's people who don't even know anything about coffee, they're just slapping fucking fake meat and cheese together, which I love it. It tastes good, but the coffee does come out better.
Well, let's push back there. Like McDonald's, because their employees like can't be trained, or because their turnover is so high, they can't train them to the certain quality that other places can. They've automated it.
Mm.
So have they been able to automate brewing a cup of coffee to where like it's happable for America?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
The answer is very clearly yes. Like you can buy one for your home for $600. Where you just press one button, like you fill it. I'm not even kidding. It's internally refrigerated, so you can pour milk in there and just leave it there.
Yeah,
it's fucking ridiculous now. And you just press the button that you want.
Nice. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's super nice. There's better versions. Richard Ryan's got one that's like $25,000.
Well, Richard Ryan though, has got $60 million in crypto. So
he's a nerd. Well, probably not anymore. No, he's
who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
But yeah, this is a larger problem in major cities throughout America. Now, you don't see this kind of shit. Businesses aren't closing in rural America because of shit like this.
Right.
But they are closing rapidly and routinely in major cities across the country.
I will say this, though. The quality of food, not just Starbucks and drinks and beverages, has gone down across the board for a lot of these places. Like Dunkin' Donuts is another one for me.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one right by my house, and it fucking sucks dick. And it's the same thing where it's just like, man, people have stopped fucking caring, dude.
Well, that's because all the people that used to work at those jobs are now working at the TSA.
It is.
Like, seriously.
Yeah, no,
for,
I know.
For better pay, a little bit, not great pay, but better pay, but benefits in a federal job, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and now we have, I don't know if you've paid attention to wait staff or, like, grocery store attendants lately, but we're really scraping.
Oh, we sure are.
And we're no longer training. Like even low-level service industry jobs, you could come away with a skill set. Like something about waiting tables, being able to carry 3 glasses in a hand, being able to learn a POS system, being able to make a cup of coffee the correct way and understand things about that. It's because we've automated so many things. Like our labor is no longer even like semi-skilled. Like they leave a job, they leave something, they have like no abilities.
So this brings into question the modern attitude towards creative destruction is learn to code, right?
Yeah.
Or when automation happens, teach people to fix the machines, but it isn't really working out that way, is it? We're just making dumber and dumber people that don't have any skills at all.
Well, I will say this, Giorgio, like to both of you guys' point, there was somebody who called us about a job recently, and they were like, hey, my daughter wants to come and do this. She likes to do production and everything else and blah, blah, blah. Her biggest problem is she's making, I think it was $55,000 or $60,000 at this job, right? And I go, okay, what's her degree in? What's her background? Everything else. And everything that she described, this was the mom. Everything that she described, I go, oh, well, that's exactly how much she should be making.
Mm-hmm.
Why should she be making any more? She doesn't have the skills to do anything beyond that. And that's a problem with all the workers today is they think they should have these amazing jobs without actually doing any of the work beforehand that requires you to get these amazing jobs. Therefore, we're all fucked.
Yeah, but that attitude was developed under the presumption that somebody making $50,000 to $70,000 a year could buy a starter home, and that is no longer the case in America.
Right. Yep. No, you're true. That's absolutely correct.
So it's like it's more of a systemic and endemic to our culture problem at this point.
And it was a hey, because they live in Austin. They were like, hey, they live in Austin, and it's expensive there. And I was like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure is. It's expensive everywhere right now. We're hearing that a lot. Unless you're willing to locate to Missouri or fucking deep Louisiana.
Man. No, Missouri's actually, their rent prices have gone way the fuck up.
Oh, really?
They have, but
who's moving to Missouri?
I mean, it's got two major cities.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, I'm not.
St. Louis is boy, that's, would you call that major?
Yeah, literally, yes.
Would you call this city to go to die? Yeah,
there's
like
2 million people in St. Louis.
Yeah, you, but
there's 3 million people. It's bigger than Austin. Million, yeah. You literally bigger than Austin.
You got a better shot to die every single day there, I think.
Only if you go to one part. Yeah. It's pretty isolated. We keep it in.
Across that bridge.
There's some economic fences.
It's UN fencing.
But yeah, to all of this, like, it's going to keep getting worse. Mm-hmm. And then back to what we were talking about earlier with inflation, that's only going to drive this problem higher and higher and higher. And it's going to get bleak here.
So is it a quality of life problem? Because if someone could be happy with that $50,000 to $70,000 job, allow them to invest even in a small starter home in a suburb or outside suburb of a major city. Do we see this pushback or this nihilism pushback from these people who, like, that's no longer comfortable or enough?
And it's
like
not. I don't think it's not even possible for them.
Yeah,
those homes don't exist.
They don't exist.
Where one generation calling them lazy and stupid for not making enough to be able to get that.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I think it's nihilism because the opportunities that they expected to be there aren't anymore, and there aren't opportunities that are replacing those opportunities.
Well, they don't like. I think there's a lot of it is they don't like the options that are presented to them, yeah. Which is living in Kyle or something.
Exactly. But here's the difference. If you look at the average median home price in the United States, I think the number just came out the other day and was $481 for a house.
That's a fuckload of money.
That is a lot.
So fuckload of money. One, two, you're looking at 20% down, which means at some point you would have had to save $82,000 to $84,000.
Impossible.
Impossible. And then
when the you're interest, renting and your rent is $2,500 a month.
Yes. Right. Yeah. And the interest rates on top of it, which Biden keeps jacking up through the roof. So you're at 7.5 now interest on top of that. I don't know many people in their 20s after student debt and everything else who have could pay that off and save and then get approved by a bank and then
jobs.
Do it.
Can't you don't have to put 20 down on your first home. There is a discount for that.
Yeah,
some states,
but right now,
not all the states though.
Yeah, you could go down to 10 probably.
It's something
maybe five.
Yeah,
it depends on how you.
It gets pretty low. Like
but you're gonna suffer on your APR if you do that.
Right,
correct.
A lot. So
and or get an ARM loan, and those are fucking dangerous, and those are back. Delco can tell you about those, my man. Those ARM loans are back, and fucking dangerous.
Did he get one to pay off his gambling
debts?
No, he
was a hard money guy for a while.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And those things, man, if you wanted to get people in on an ARM loan, hey, man, just sell it within 4 years.
And yeah, then what's your credit?
Yeah, exactly.
410?
What's your credit? 410? Hey, we can get you an ARM loan. What is that?
But
first year it's going to be.
Work, yeah.
Yeah, first year it's going to be six. What happens after that fourth year? 8.5.
No, if you have that kind of credit, it's going to be about 15%.
God.
So you're paying like, God damn, dude.
Just take one of their kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got one friend who did the ARM loan in 06, and he is still in that place because he cannot fucking move, dude. And it's
you're better
brutal.
Off going to a pawn shop.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm getting 4 points on that deal.
Yeah, you sure are, friend.
Fucking penny stock guy over here.
Next up, the Colorado hero who stepped in and saved that Colorado spring shooting yesterday. He's a decorated Army veteran who tackled the shooter who killed five in a was a gay Colorado Springs nightclub, right?
Q nightclub.
Q, yeah.
Club Q, yeah.
Club Q, sorry. Yes.
And said that he wanted to protect the close-knit community inside the room. Richard Fierro is his name. He is 45. He was at Club Q celebrating a birthday with his wife, their daughter, and her friends when he found himself One of two people who subdued, he was one of two people who subdued the attacker, armed with an AR-15 style rifle and wearing some kind of plate carrier or vest. He said, I just know I got into my mode and I needed to save my family, and my family at the time was everybody in that room. He said at a news conference, Fierro served in the military for 15 years doing tours in Iraq, Afghanistan before leaving as a major. He apparently knocked the handgun out of the shooter's hands and started pistol whipping the shit out of the guy with his own weapon.
Yeah, and while he was bashing the dude's head in, he instructed other people around him. This is the second person that's mentioned, but not by name, to hold down the other arm that was holding a rifle and start kicking the dude in the face.
Yep.
And that continued until the guy finally kind of submitted or whatever.
The dude was getting stilettos to the dome.
Yeah, so one of the drag people walked by, which, you know, let's be honest about what's happening here. That's a dude with a man's leg kicking stilettos into his face. I'm surprised.
Chances are this guy got fucked up.
Yeah, hopefully he's got permanent brain damage and then they rape him to death in prison. But
a drag queen is a guy.
Well, no.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes,
but I believe there's been reports now that says the individual wasn't a drag. They were misrepresented as a drag queen. They were actually a trans female.
I don't care. It's still a dude.
Yeah.
It's still a dude with a fucking stiletto on
who just stomped this guy's brains in.
But the point of this is based on the research that I did, the guy, it seemed like he was a field artillery officer, like a fire support guy, awarded multiple Bronze Stars, which, you know, sometimes is just a command award. Sometimes it's for, they didn't say anything about a Valor device or anything, but this is, you know, I guess the silver lining of a really fucked up story, although it is still extremely tragic because his daughter's boyfriend who was there with him was one of the people killed.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And this guy, I think they live in Colorado Springs or thereabouts. So he was probably in 4th Infantry Division, if I had to guess, something like that. Or maybe he was there back in the day when there was still, what was it, 1st Cav, a couple of those units were up there, but he and his wife own a brewery, a beer company in Colorado called Atrevida, Atrevida. So if you're ever in the area, patronize his business because, you know, he didn't bystander affect it. He fucking did something.
Yeah.
Which is more than happens usually.
With this, I did not hear a motive and I still haven't seen the person.
We'll get there in just a moment.
Oh, really?
Why don't we do the Drinking Bros store ad and we'll get into how weird this fucking story is in every possible way.
Okay, because it's strange to me. There was another shooting this morning. I don't know if you saw that at Walmart.
Yeah, in Virginia.
In Virginia. That was actually the manager who killed his own employees.
That was a disgruntled employee situation, I think.
Well, it was the manager.
Hey, man.
And he hated his own employees.
Yeah.
Holiday times.
I mean, we literally work with someone who threatens to shoot us on a daily basis.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. A manager.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well,
I'm more of an owner than a manager. I don't actually manage anybody.
Look, kids, we got the new flannels out here. It was on the back of the desk and wore it in today. The flannels are amazing, by the way. This is the Drinking Dads one here. Go to drinkingbros.com, click open the store, boom. These flannels are great. We never know until we get it and we test it out. They're lightweight, so they're not thick. They're fan-fucking-tastic, dude, and the sizes are true. Usually I'll get a couple sizes, wash them, and then see where I land on these things. Gigantic fan of these. And like most companies, we are having a Black Friday deal here. So if you go to the DB store on drinkingbros.com, click on the store. The Black Friday code is blackout for 20% off, as in what you're doing. If you drink hard AF seltzers, you're going to blackout. So blackout for 20% off starts tonight and it ends on Sunday night. So if you're out there and you're looking to get some Christmas gifts and get some Drinking Bros apparel, mugs, glassware, we've got some Christmas gear in there as well, long sleeves, brand new hoodies, big fan of those Sport Tech hoodies as well, along with the new flannels. Go to drinkingbros.com, click on the store, and then when you check out, you get 20% off of everything with the Black Friday code Blackout. That starts tonight on Wednesday, and that will go through midnight on Sunday night at drinkinbros.com. Click on the store and support the show. We greatly appreciate it. Next up, here's where it gets weird. Here's what you were chatting about. Man, years before he allegedly walked into a Colorado LGBTQ bar with a rifle, the man known as Anderson Lee Aldrich had a different name and a tumultuous past. Until age 15, he was known as Nicholas Brink, living in San Antonio. Public records show his parents separated when he was a toddler, and when he was 12, his mother, Laura Vopel, was arrested for suspected arson, according to court documents. She was later found guilty of a lesser offense in connection with the same incident. At age 15, he became the target of a particularly vicious bout of online bullying in which insulting accusations were posted to a website along with his name, photo, and online aliases, according to a review by the site's The Washington Post. At some point, a YouTube account was created under his name featuring a crude, profanity-laden animation under the title Asian Homosexual Gets Molested.
I'm not seeing the connection because he's not Asian.
Okay, so the guy's not Asian.
But maybe he was the guy who molested the Asian homosexual. I don't know. Like, we'll have to go check it out. Yeah.
For unstated reasons, just before his 16th birthday, the young man petitioned a Texas court with two of his grandparents' names on the document to legally change his entire name. His mother's name did not appear on the petition, which is strange. And in June of 2021, Aldrich was arrested for an alleged bomb threat, one that prompted a partial evacuation of the Colorado Springs neighborhood where his mother lived at the time. He was charged with kidnapping and felony menacing, which I don't know what that is exactly.
I have some video from that.
Yeah, you do. He live streamed the event.
Okay, and this still exists? Play
yeah, here he is here. All kitted up in his home. Full kit wanka.
All right, is there sound too?
Yep.
All right, let's see this.
Oh, it's not connected for some reason. God. But yeah, so he is in here fucking waiting for the bomb threat. He's got a helmet on. He's all got
track pants.
A million guns.
Yeah, probably track pants.
No,
yeah.
I just saw the Adidas track pants.
I just saw the Adidas sick track pants, yeah.
How do we get this audio connected?
Yeah, so that audio is only coming out of your personal computer.
Yeah, take your time. This part's really weird. The fact that he was never prosecuted for this, and despite the evidence. I mean, he's sitting here in an armed standoff with federal agents.
Uh-huh.
17 months later, somehow came into possession of at least one rifle.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
There we go. Rewind that and turn up the volume here.
It's your boy. I've got the heads outside. Look at that. They got a bead on me. You see that right there? Heads got their rifles out. If they breach, I'm a blow it to holy hell. So, go ahead and come on in, boys. Let's see it.
So he was trying to, it looked like he was trying to lure them into the place and then blow it up.
Yeah, but there was no bomb ever found. So he was probably trying to suicide by cop, if I had to guess.
Gotcha.
But yeah, he somehow got his hands on a rifle. And you know, you can say what gun law would have prevented this, I guess. If you don't prosecute people for doing that shit right there.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's no law that you can make that'll stop crazy people from doing shit if you don't arrest those crazy people and process them the first time they do crazy shit.
Do you have a picture of this guy, Bob, without the bullshit on that he was wearing? There we go.
Oh, it's Meal Team 6. Wow. I'm fucking hungry.
So this fucking dumpy kid was that's the guy?
Yeah, but this
that's
isn't even
Anderson Aldrich?
This whole thing with his name change and not being arrested, that kind of stuff is typical. Why is it that every single one of these motherfuckers that goes into a public place and shoots it up, whether it's a church or a fucking a gay club or a movie theater or a grocery store, every single one of them has been in contact with the FBI within a calendar year, almost every single one of them in some way or another, right?
It's very odd.
It's very odd. But again, that's common. That's not the oddest part. The oddest part might be his dad.
Okay. So despite the run-in with the law 17 months later, Aldrich was charged in possession of one weapon, a long gun, which I'm assuming that's what we just saw there. Mm-hmm.
Now, his dad, with whom he's been estranged since childhood, is...
And I can tell why.
Yeah, Aaron Franklin Brink, who is a mixed martial artist part-time porn star. He fights in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship now.
Right now?
Yep.
This guy?
Yep.
That's the guy?
And he's been in several media appearances. Cum Drippers 4 was his adult film debut.
Oh, well, you guys, I was a big fan of that. There was so much cum in that one.
Ross, you know his alias, Dick Delaware.
Is that his porn name?
Dick Delaware, because big it's fan. The first dick in the union. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it sure is.
And then, sure is. Then he was also on an episode of Intervention.
Oh, the what year do you know?
2009.
And then I bet you the director of 50 Can of Cold Girl did that.
He played the role. Now, this is the one he won an Academy Award for. He played the role Electro in a Spider-Man porn parody.
But
the same year, in 2011, he appeared on with one of his wives, one of his ex-wives, on Divorce Court.
Okay, great.
So this guy's a piece of shit.
Got some of his work on screen.
Okay. Charlie Chase.
Oh. That's the chick.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know Charlie Chase. That's a big one.
He's classic a pool boy.
Cool pool boy.
Clean in the pool.
He's a little old to be pool boy.
Actually, you can show it, Bob. You can show him as the pool boy there. I think that's safe.
Kevin
right?
Sorbo was a pool boy into his 40s.
Sure was.
So
can't show that.
I don't know.
You can't show that. I apologize.
Yeah.
We won't, but this seems fun, pretty typical.
Yeah.
Why don't you skip ahead, Bob, see what his stroke game's like, just so we know. This is obviously for research, not for my own personal
No one cleans
gain.
A pool in socks and shoes.
Yeah, skip ahead, Bob.
There's a couple of other appearances that aren't on his Wikipedia page, but are on his IMDb page. White Boys Can Hump is one of them.
Now that's a clever one.
My MILF boss ate it's okay to put it in my ass.
Uh-huh.
He looks like John Cena, kinda.
Okay, decent hog.
He's got a hog on him. Yeah. All right. So now we're into this right now. He's got a decent hog on him. Blumpkin. Yeah, it's Blumpkin, dude. Is it on the toilet?
It is.
Yeah,
it's a wooden toilet seat too.
It kind of looks like that one that weighs you when you take dumps.
Yeah. He's getting a blumpy.
He looks like every dude who bought an Affliction t-shirt.
Yep.
Sure does.
Yeah, he's a Navy SEAL.
He also looks like most dudes who abandon their children, to
be honest. Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell from the tribal tattoo.
Yeah.
Find your tribe, but not the one that you're kidding.
He's good at his job, though. I will say that.
He's trying to keep it up here. He's doing that little.
Yeah.
Really,
so apparently you can blame the mom for the bad genes, I guess. Now this guy probably is not a smart man. So I'm sure that the kid got the dumb gene from him, but the fat boy gene came from mom, obviously.
Man, the hard part is like with a hog like that, you imagine that was passed down to the kid.
That face.
Usually when you have a huge dick, you don't really shoot up anything because you have a pretty good life.
Well, now his he probably doesn't have a nice dick. The kid's mom, who I don't know if she's done porn or not, but she does have 3 active arrest warrants in California and in Texas right now.
Great.
So we'll have to track her down and find out what's going on with her these days, but it seems like she's on the run.
It's not really that surprising there.
But that still isn't the weirdest part.
Okay.
Because apparently in a court filing last night,
this
guy's attorney said that he's non-binary and will be referred to as they, them.
The kid?
Yep. Doesn't really fit the whole he's a white ring conspiracy theory.
I don't buy it. I don't buy his non-binary thing. It sounds like a troll move.
Could be.
He seems like a 4chan dude, and this is like, a troll. That was quite a bit of reflex.
If you look at him, he's definitely an incel. There's no question about that, right? Yeah. So, yeah, possibly.
But that blends really close to some of the way the non-binary people look.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them are often like androgynous and overweight in some capacity.
Pat, I agree with that.
Like Pat, yeah.
Which makes me wonder, is there anything about the food? Like, has this person been raised and ate things that are so non-nutritious that it's just like
all American children have? Right, yeah. Hormones and meat, microplastics in food. That's the reason that testosterone has dropped 40% in a generation.
It is. It's true, man. And it's not getting better.
But yeah, but some people like this fat piece of shit that are predisposed to being a fat piece of shit, it's going to be even worse.
Yeah. And you got to work harder. Strange story, man. I didn't know anything about this.
Everything
whatsoever.
About this story is weird. None of it makes sense to blame anybody for it. And you're going to start hearing this new phrase out of the left called stochastic terrorism. And it's a word, it's a phrase that they made up to mean if you are openly critical of some person or group in public and then somebody attacks them, you're a terrorist for having openly criticized them. That's the new phrase.
Not doing that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm going to say that one.
It's coming.
But a lot of the conversation immediately turned to bigotry and far right conservatives. I don't really know why.
That'll never come back to bite him in the ass.
MAGA country. Right before, no,
he didn't say that.
No,
And if he identifies as they, them, that's not, I mean, then he's shooting up his own kind, his own people.
There is some possibility that he's trolling, or he's
or you're trying to get off,
yeah. But one CNN commentator,
off a hate crime,
yeah. One CNN commentator said that he might be trying to do that to get out of a hate crime charge, but the 5 counts of first degree murder. That's probably bad enough. I don't know that getting out of the hate crime charge.
What else are you? If anything, you make the charges worse and worse, so maybe you can just be in, not in Gen Pop ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, go higher at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Strange. How old is this kid?
He's like 20.
Yeah.
21, something well, like
enjoy
that.
Enjoy the next 60 years of your life, too.
Again, this brings back the same thing we talked about over the summer. You have to be able to get laid to buy a gun. I think that's a good rule.
You got to prove it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to walk in with a woman to buy a weapon. If you walk in and you've got a fat face and a neck beard and you just can't get laid, it's like, all right, man, that's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Dangerous for
America.
Dangerous
combo there.
Yeah.
Strange fucking story here. So is the last one. Balenciaga. It was made famous by Kanye this year over and over and over again. Dropped a new ad in which it appears that they're grooming children. Balenciaga has apologized after the backlash over a recent ad campaign, which featured children holding teddy bears dressed in bondage gear in an image of a Supreme Court opinion on a child pornography case. Bob, do you have the picture of this?
It's so fucking... The whole photo shoot is weird.
It's gnarly.
I don't understand what the purpose of this could possibly have been other than to sexualize children. And the fact that this Supreme Court ruling was laid out on the desk as set decoration is so fucking bizarre.
It was on a bed. So I saw this, Bob. and it was on a bed for one of the shoots. And... yeah, there's the fucking images of the teddy bears and bondage and all this other stuff. But that's not even the worst part. There was children holding these in some of the ads. And it was fucked. I know this has been everywhere recently, but why? Yeah, there it is. Top right. I mean, that's fun, right?
So these are fucking 3-year-old girls holding teddy bears that have fucking S&M gear on. Yep. Why would anyone think that's fucking appropriate?
I don't know. I don't know who approved this.
Like, anybody that was involved in this should be fucking publicly executed.
Well, not only that, but as a parent. Like, that's somebody's child that they hired.
Yeah, which means their parents should be publicly executed as well.
Fuck yes,
and that child should be given to somebody else.
This is crazy. There's no way as a parent you could look at that on set and be like, yeah, go ahead and hold up the bondage teddy bear.
Well, here's what they said. We sincerely apologize for any offense, not for doing it, for any offense, just to be clear. Our holiday campaign may have caused our plush bear bags should not have been featured with children in this campaign. We have immediately removed the campaign from all platforms. The recent photo shoot was displayed on their website as part of their Toy Stories campaign. So it wasn't that an item got moved into a separate campaign. They designed an entire campaign for children around this fucking item.
I don't know. I guess I don't know if it's for children. There is this like push for, I guess, children style clothing in these like e-girl communities, which that's a whole nother conversation to have, whether that's appropriate or not.
Well, if that were the case, they would have used 19-year-old fucking Asian girls as the models.
Exactly.
Not 3-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely.
Exactly.
So, if the story wasn't already weird enough, The photos, which were, by the way, taken by a National Geographic photographer, Gabrielle Galimberti, G-A-L-I-M-B-E-R-T-I, who should also be fucking charged with whatever crime possible and then publicly executed for this shit.
Right.
You can't fuck with kids. Also received widespread criticism because of... This is like a saying the quiet part out loud kind of situation. I don't understand. So this part of the set decoration on the bed or whatever it was were court papers from a 2008 Supreme Court case, United States versus Williams, which criminalized the pandering of child pornography. The ruling reaffirmed the constitutionality of the Protect Act, a federal law that increased penalties for sexual exploitation and other abuse of children. That's like putting your fucking divorce decree on the bed and fucking your mistress on top of it.
Yeah. This was so shocking, it was hard to believe.
It wasn't a random newspaper that they were using for set dressing that happened to have an article about this. It was the somebody printed out the court documents.
Very specific.
And then
yes.
put them yep. on there when yep. they were taking pictures of a child holding a teddy bear with bondage gear on.
Yeah.
Are you having trouble finding the picture?
No, he found it. I saw it.
I can't find the bed.
Court proceedings.
It's fine. I'll find the other two photos you showed, Bob, were the first ones that I saw. And then I saw the other shit. And it's just like, the whole thing is so fucked. Right there. The one on the right. Yeah. She's on a, that's a bed. That's a back, headboard.
That is a bed. Okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing on that.
I don't see any papers on the bed.
Like, no, like it was in another photo. So the papers were in another photo. I saw that too.
I've got the photo. The photo is in the second link in the news. Correct. The second link, the bottom
yeah,
one.
Yeah, if you want to hop it up.
So it's, right there. So pop that up. And you see those court papers right there. Somebody just Googled some of the phrases, and it's the court. They printed it out. They printed out this fucking court case that deals specifically with child pornography to be part of a shoot.
And you're going to tell me this wasn't on purpose? Like, that's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit.
Is anyone saying it wasn't on purpose?
That's what I wanted to
know. Well, like, the article
The
article that you're on right now from High and Sobriety are saying it wasn't on purpose. They're saying it's a conspiracy theory.
That's hilarious.
That is. Yeah. There's no way.
This reeks to me of like shitty college art.
I guess, man. But it's like, what do you mean by that? Like trying to be edgy?
Yes.
Yeah. Just so you can be edgy with a lot of stuff, but not fucking children.
I don't disagree with that, but I'm saying this is what it's like. You know, it's like manatees picking random things out of to be edgy. This strikes me as just like someone who is a very, very shitty artist who probably deserves to not be an artist anymore.
I would say don't deserve to breathe air anymore.
Yeah.
If you come near my fucking kids, I will murder you and I will kill your entire fucking family. Right? Yeah. Like, that's got to be the attitude people have. You have to protect children at all costs, man. What the fuck?
The other part of this, man, that I can't get past is like, who was the parent that let their fucking kid?
Oh, yeah. Well, you remember.
Who was it?
You remember Bruno, the second Borat movie?
Yeah.
Right? Where he was having parents come in like, hey, your fucking kid needs to lose 10 pounds before the next photo shoot.
Uh-huh.
And the kid weighed like 45 pounds. And they're like, oh, yeah, we can do that. Those are the parents that are involved in this kind of shit.
Oh, right, dude. There was somebody who hit me up, and there was like, they were like, hey, dude, your kids are cute. Why don't you have them pose with a hard AF seltzer can? I go, absolutely fucking not.
Yeah.
I go, I'm not going to put booze in their fucking ear. I don't even let them listen to this goddamn show.
Speaking of taking care of kids, somebody in the mainstream media, of course, it was Tucker Carlson and then Jesse Waters on Fox News, finally ran stories about MVM Inc. this past week that I've been torching for 2 years now.
Really?
Yeah. So, welcome to the fucking program, boys.
Welcome to the program. Drinking Bro of the Week this week goes obviously overwhelming, and we got the same name over and over and over again. We talked about him earlier, Richard Fierro, 45, who stopped the gunman up there in Colorado Springs. D'Anthony and I got a ton of DMs nominating him for Drinking Bro of the Week. Absolutely. This is probably the easiest decision we've had to make for Drinking Bro of the Week on this show. In the meantime, hopefully you made it back to wherever you're going. Hopefully you have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for spending time with a couple of idiots like us, day in and day out. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. And you can pin all my happiness to right around 3:30 p.m. Saturday, depending upon if Ohio State beats Michigan. And that's about it. But cheers. Thanks for buying the Hard AF Seltzer, going to the store, supporting the show, helping us out on Patreon. We are thankful for you guys this Thanksgiving. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.